KT, mobile.
KT, K4JMA, mobile.
JMA, W2JKT, how's it going, Martin?
It's a little warm here. I'm just pulled out of the house with a trailer headed to the landfill to dump some waste lumber.
Gotcha. Yeah, I just left the office a little early on Friday, and it's definitely a little sticky out.
Humidity's building. There's weather coming this way a little bit later, so... Anyway, doing pretty well. I finally texted Alex and yesterday, and he said he would. He was sorry things were still busy, and if I was in a hurry, I'd probably best just move on to another plan. But if I had a picture of something I'm looking for, that he would swing by there. So I sent him a picture of my amplifier that we built in a Heathkit chassis, and he said, "Oh yeah, I recognize that." So hopefully.
Be over there. I took it all back there. You know, all the Heathkit stuff was in my shed at my house before I moved, and I just took it back all over there because I wasn't going to schlep it all the way up to Shelby. So it should be there. So hopefully, you know, he can confirm its existence and get you hooked up. I don't know why it took so long, but he's dealing with a lot over there. You know, the repeaters in Clemson are going to have to be taken down, and they're probably going to be out for at least a year. So that's kind of stressful.
I assume you're talking about the ham radio repeaters and not the public safety stuff.
All the stuff on the roof of Burns has to be taken down because they're renovating the building, and I don't think there's a new home for the or a temporary home for the repeaters. So I think he said they were going to go down for a while.
All right. Well, yeah, that could take a little while, but I don't know what all he's dealing with, but. If he can help me, I appreciate it, and we'll see what he comes up with. Dan's been looking around at other places, and there are various people responding and saying, "Well, I've got something, but you're going to have to come get it," and, you know, like in Raleigh or something like that. And I said, "Well, before you do that, you know, you probably just buy something. Somebody's got a nice Collins chassis on eBay. For, but it's $100 plus shipping, so, but you could spend a lot of money on gas going to, driving to Raleigh."
Raleigh from Seneca is no joke. That's, 5 or 6 hours at least, I would think.
Just raised the price of 100 low lead to $6.60 a gallon, so it's no bargain flying either.
I wonder what's behind the price hike there.
I don't know. I think it actually went up back in December, and Jeff's just, you know, basically he lets it go for whatever the last shipment is and what it cost him, and he basically just adds a dollar on to whatever he gets from the fuel company, and you know, it comes a bunch at one time for 100 low lead, but, you know, they rotate through Jet A a lot faster than they do Avgas.
But a dollar is a great markup. I wish I could do that on, you know, anything that I could sell.
Well, any more, it's less than 20% or about 20%. So, yeah, not a bad deal. Of course, they got to keep the pumps running and all that kind of stuff. But I'm not bemoaning them making some money. It just is what it is, you know. I'm not going to throw bones at the government on the radio.
To make some money, but that's, you know, 20% gross margin on a high-volume product is a pretty good deal any day of the week, so, you know, that's not bad, but, yeah, I mean, as long as they have it available and you need it, you're gonna be able to buy it, and that's what's important.
2JKT Mobile, K4JMA Mobile. Yep, well, we're planning to fly down to Macon on Sunday, and there's a cloaking ceremony for the music department in Sunday afternoon, and graduation's Monday morning bright and early at 8 o'clock. So we're gonna go down, fly down, spend the night with James, with Emily's mom, and go to graduation, and fly back Monday afternoon. And then it's time to get things going to move him to Baton Rouge.
A fun move. That's what did you say that was? About 12 hours or something?
Hours roughly, with a few stops, and we're going to break it up. My sister lives in Mobile, so we're going to stop there overnight, and then there'll be about 3 more hours after that, so it'll be like six plus and three, so we'll move him in on June the 1st, and that's the plan anyway. Stick around a couple days and then drive back over 2 days probably, so I'm getting too old to drive 10 hours.
WCJKT, yeah, no, I hear that. My parents keep saying they want to come down, but, you know, it's a 6.5 hour drive or so, and they've reached the age where that's a challenge for them, so... who knows if it'll happen or not. They were down last, I guess, the first week of July, last week of June, because they went down to Alabama for the family reunion. I actually had a grandmother who lived in Mobile for a long time, so I've been to Mobile a few times. But, yeah, no, it's a long way, and, you know, who wants to make that all in one haul anyway? One of the things that the electric vehicle has forced me to do is take breaks on a drive. And it makes an enormous difference just taking an hour every few hours just to sit and relax. I'm not nearly as strung out by the time I get to D.C. as I usually used to be.
Get out and stretch your legs. Yep, you just have to accommodate the different modes of transportation. So maybe one day they'll come up with something that's faster charging.
Cars can charge really fast. You're talking, you know, a couple of the newer ones are down in the 15 to 20 minute range to charge from 10 to 80%. So that's getting pretty good. You know, 15 minute stop is about, you know, what I normally do anyway when I stop for gas. You know, gas, go in, snack, use bathroom, whatever. You know, that's about 15, 20 minutes anyway. So I think it's almost there. I think in another year, we'll have a lot more EVs that charge, you know, at the 350 kilowatt rate and can, you know, make it a reasonable stop.
All right. Well, I got a sign with you. I'm pulling in here to the landfill, and I got to talk to the lady before I go in. I'm waiting my turn to get on the scale. So you take care. Thanks for the text. Good to talk with you for a moment. Safe trip home, and have a good weekend. W2JKT Mobile, K4JMA Mobile, clear.
All right, Dave, we'll talk again soon. This is W2JKT Mobile.
Call you back when I get out of here.
Yeah.